USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
And happy Thanksgiving. The holiday could be the coldest on record in the nation's east, and wind chills making it feel even colder as the tens of thousands lining the streets of New York for its annual parade well know.
Go to the Ninth Circuit, and it's a disgrace, and I'm going to put in a major complaint because you cannot win, if you're us, a case in the Ninth Circuit.
President Trump complains after a federal judge blocks his order that denied illegal immigrants from requesting asylum.
This was an Obama judge.
In a rare public statement, Supreme Court Chief Justice John Roberts took issue with that statement, but on Twitter, President Trump then insisted there are indeed such things, saying Obama judges have a much different view than the people who are charged with the safety of our nation. This is USA Radio News.
This is a national health alert from the healthcare hotline. Are you on Medicare and or have private insurance and suffer from back pain? MD Topical has a solution for you. Today you can qualify to receive a pain-relieving treatment, such as a comfortable back brace or a customized pain treatment, at little or no cost. Call MD Topical toll-free now, 877-875-5909. It just takes a couple of minutes to qualify for these amazing treatments that have helped thousands of people with severe pain. Your personalized pain treatment will be delivered directly to your door. Call MD Topical toll-free, 877-875-5909, or go to mdtopical.com and get started on your road to a pain-free life. Call MD Topical toll-free, 877-875-5909, or go to mdtopical.com.
President Trump's apologizing, saying he's helped create Thanksgiving traffic jams on America's highways, tweeting that the big story yesterday was that he pushed hard to get gas prices so low that more people are driving for the holiday. Trump tweets, "I have caused traffic jams throughout our great nation. Sorry, everyone." On this Thanksgiving, USA Radio's Robin Walensky has been speaking to people at an eatery in Fayetteville, Georgia, about what they're thankful for this year.
I'm thankful for my children. Here at the Tavern, Restaurant, and Bar in Fayetteville, the majority of people say they are thankful for...
for my family, my beautiful family.
Others thankful for police and the president.
I am thankful for our first responders. They're an integral part of our society.
I'm thankful for the way the country's going right now, as far as Donald Trump and what he's done.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky.
And this is USA Radio News.
Look, I know this isn't the first MyPillow spot you've heard. And if you don't have yours yet, what are you waiting for? MyPillow stays cool, keeps its shape all night long. You can toss it in your washer and dryer and it's like new again. Made in the USA, comes with a 10-year warranty and a great money-back guarantee. If you don't love your MyPillow, you have till March 1st to return it. How about that? Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Buy One, Get One Free special. Use my code USA and get one free pillow when you buy one at regular price, plus shipping. That's MyPillow.com, click on the Buy One, Get One Free special. Enter promo code USA. That's promo code USA.
The death toll from the Camp Fire in Northern California now stands at 83, and evacuees from that area have been served a Thanksgiving dinner. That was yesterday, as we hear from USA Radio's Wendy King, who's there covering the fire.
The Camp Fire is now no longer the biggest threat. At Enlow Hospital, there are so many evacuees that triage has become very difficult. The town of Paradise was a retirement community before it burned. My uncle worked with the school district, and he told me the schools are working to be able to accommodate all the students who have been displaced from the fire. All Butte County schools and hospitals will be impacted far into the future. It will take years for the infrastructure necessary to be put in place. NFL quarterback and Chico native Aaron Rodgers has given $1 million to create the Aaron Rodgers NorCal Fire Recovery Fund. Rodgers wrote on his Twitter feed, "All the money goes to a great organization for the immediate needs and recovery efforts."
Again, that's USA Radio's Wendy King in Chico, California. And the marijuana industry is a big hit in Massachusetts. On the first day of legal sales, at its only two locations open so far in the state since recreational pot was recently legalized, consumers spent more than $440,000 on cannabis products. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.